Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, the certified SC-grown Palmetto Series is building up steam now in the series of athletic matchups between Clemson and the University of South Carolina. Actually started last Friday as their women's soccer teams went head-to-head. Bring us up to date.
Well, you're right, it did. Friday night was a Clemson at the Riggs Field. Thursday night, we kind of kicked it off doing the Coach Steve Spurrier radio call-in show to talk about it on air with Coach Spurrier. That was fun in Columbia. But Friday was over at Clemson, and it was great to see the Palmetto Series get started and did a good job of promoting what it was to the fans there. And I was up there, a few of my staff. We went out at halftime, and they made a little presentation of a soccer ball. But then it dawned on me that as big as the game was for the fans of women's soccer, you know, in the years to come, it'll be a bigger game because they know it's the first in the series of Clemson Carolina contest that goes toward the Palmetto Series.
Now, what about those of us that don't have time to attend all these matchups?
Well, that's a good point because that is most of us. You go to PalmettoSeries.com and you keep up with how the series is going. I think there'll be about 15 contests. So as I see it, the first 1-8 will win, and hope that that builds momentum right through the year, and whatever the last event is, if it's baseball or something next spring, that they're tied 7-7 and somebody goes over the top. But the next thing we're going to do is this week with women's volleyball at Greenville and then men's soccer right back there at Clemson. So getting started pretty quickly.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.